Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Because yadi cha evam api abhidhiyamanaha bhuta upaghata paraya eva para eva syat na satyam bhavet papameva bhavet. Because if you say the truth and that truth is used to trouble others, then that truth is not truth, it is again false. Like there is a animal which is going in front of this yogi. And this yogi, he has taken the vow of satya. Now, this animal is chased by this person, this hunter. He should not say, oh, that went that way. It's there behind that. No, he should not say. Even if he says that truth, it is papa. Even though it is satya, it is a sin. And again, he says a lie for that. His satya varta is condemned. It's a contradictory here, it's a confusion here actually. You have to be so careful in speaking out satya. Satya is a very, very, very troublesome dharma. You can practice other dharmas, physical dharmas, but satya is very, very troublesome dharma. You have to be very careful. You see, you say the truth, it should not hurt. You say the false, which is not hurting, then it is sin again. So, you should be very careful. Tena punya abhasena punya pratirupakena kashtatamam prapnuyat. And that truth which is used, which is said, which hurts others, though they may be satya, that may be satya, and that satya is that which will give you one, satya will give you punya and asatya, which is anruta, lies, will give you papas, doshas. So, though the satya normally generates punya, when it is used to trouble others, then that satya is going to generate only papa, sin. So, kashtatamam prapniyat, he will only experience the highest trouble. Tasmat parikshya sarvabhuta hitam satyam bruyat. Therefore, after doing inquiry into whatever we have to say, after seeing the situation, you have to say whatever it is. Teyam ashastra purvakam dravyanam paratah svikaranam. Ashastra purvakam, steyam means to steal. To steal means stealing is different. Now he is not even going through that stealing and robbery. Even if you receive it from others, when someone gives you, even when you receive it, if that is ashastra purvakam, if that receiving is against the shastra, if it is not in tune with shastra, then that is also steyam, that is also cheating, that is also robbery. Tad pratishedaha punaha punat aspruha rupam asteyam iti. So negation of that, meaning not getting involved in that kind of thing, is called, that kind of situation is called asteyam. Agrahanam, you should not receive. That is the idea there. Brahmacharyam. What is brahmacharya? Guptendriyasya upasthanasya sanyamaha. Guptendriyasya upasthanasya. So, you should not guptani. Gupta means rakshita. That which is protected. That which is well protected. That the organ of sex. So, that upasthasya sanyam, control of that. Sir. Again, brahmacharya, though it is normally abstinence from sex, that is how it is interpreted. Brahmacharya is in many forms. They say, it is said in Daksha Samhita, brahmacharyam sadarakshet ashtadha lakshanam prasak smaranam kirtanam kelihi prekshanam guhya bhashanam sankalpo dyavasayascha kriya nirvrtirevacha yedat maitunam ashtangam pravadanti manishinaha. Brahmacharya is of eight forms, meaning maituna, involvement is in of eight forms. You have to be careful in not getting involved in any of these forms. It is one, smaranam, remembering. the act. That itself, that is also maithuna, that is also copulation. Then kirtanam, speaking about that is again losing brahmacharya. Brahmacharya, maintenance of brahmacharya is very very difficult. You know, you speak about something, again you lose the brahmacharya. Then kelihi, playing, that is again brahmacharya, you lose the brahmacharya. Playing means with opposite sex. Then prekshanam, seeing, guhya bhashanam, secret talk, sankalpaha, deciding something, meditating on something, adhyavasayascha, deciding, kriya nirupi, doing the act. So the brahmacharya is destroyed by these 8 different ways. So you have to not get involved in any of these 8 different things. Vishayana, abstinence from all these is brahmacharya. Vishayanam arjana rakshana kshaya sanghati himsa dosha darshanat aspikaranam aparihara aparigraha ityeta yamaha. So what is this aparigraha? Not receiving. Agrahanam. Here again, agrahanam is already said in asteyam. Now what is this agrahanam? See, there we said not receiving anything which is not is said in Shastra. So whatever is according to the Shastric way, if you receive, it is not asteya, it is not stealing. So that lies there. Now you can accept at least. And aparigraha, not receiving anything, is aparigraha. Now he says, vishayana, how can one not receive anything? Through this method, vishayanam, the objects of whatever experience there, arjana, to gain that, you have problems. You have to undergo sorrow, pain. There, rakshana, to protect it, you have to undergo pain. You have earned it, but to protect it from getting lost, you have to undergo some pain. Kshaya, and if it is lost, if it is spent, then if it is reducing, then you have pain there. And sangha, kshaya sangha, sangha means through, because of that you gain different relationship, because of that himsa, and because of that sangha you get into himsa, troubling others. In all this you see the defects, dosha darshanat, because of seeing the defects in them, in all these different stages, when you have this object of experience, then asvikaranam, because of seeing those defects, not receiving that is called aparigraha, not receiving. Iti yate yama, these are the yamas. Te tu, and again those yamas, how are they accepted? Desh, jati, desha, kala, samaya, navachinnaha, sarubhoma, mahavratam. Jati, desha, kala, samaya, navachinnaha, sarubhoma, mahavratam. Jati, desha, kala, samaya, anavachinnaha, sarubhoma, mahavratam. They, those yama, are also in this way. Jati, desha, kala, samayan avachinnaha. You can also take samayan avachinnaha. These avachinnaha, they are bound by this. Saruhuma mahavratam, or they are not bound by these things. It is a common thing. They are not bound by any of these. They can either be bound by the time space etc., or they may not be bound by time space etc. In both ways you can understand this, because see, when you accept it as bound by time space, you decide. See, these are all sankalpas, these are all some ideas which you have to fix. Now you have to follow that. Once you have fixed, you have to follow that. Jati, desha, kala etc., it can be limited to it, or it can be inclusive of it. Now I am limiting myself to some time space. Only in the morning I will kill somebody. not in the afternoon. That is something which is fixed. The time is fixed. Now in the afternoon I don't do that. That is fixed. Now that is also yama. That is also control. You are controlling. You are not doing something on the other period. Desha. No, no, no. I will kill people only or things only in the place, Tirthasthanas, only in the sacred places, not in other places. No, people will normally do it the other way. So these kind of things, you disturb others in a place, you disturb others in a time, you disturb others in some situations. Only some group of people or some group of things, some species. Then these are limited to that. That is also yama. And not limited. Sarbhoma Mahavratam. If you say Sarbhoma, Sarbhoma means in all stages. In all, we said Sapta Bhumis. In seven Bhumis, these people who practice yoga exist. So, in all these Bhumis, they have to practice this Ahimsa. So, it has become, now from this limited thing, it has become a common general thing. In all these states, without any regard to the time space, you have to practice. Because, see, they also can be seen. Later stages, we will see this Yama, Niyama, etc. They can be, again, like the practice of Samadhi, Tibra Samdega Nama Sannaha, there we saw. One who has the desire very strong, and one who has the trust very strong, he will gain the knowledge, he will gain the Samadhi very fast. That is what it said. So, like that here also, one who practices these yamas very strongly, he will gain the purity of heart, etc. very faster. So, the gradation exists. According to the gradation, it can be mrudu, madhya, adhimatra. Mrudu, madhya, adhimatra, tvatatopi, visheshaha. Mrudu, madhya, adhimatra. It can be soft, it can be medium, it can be strong. The desire to practice, this can be very little. I limit myself to this place, this time, etc. is very little. Then I am negating this time space. I am only fixing these things on some object or one time or one space. Only one thing. Then it is medium. Then very strong desire to practice Yama is, there is no limit to time, species or period. I am going to practice in all. And it in all levels, through the mind, words and deed, in all levels I will be practicing this yamas. So that is what is the adhimatra, the stronger desire to practice yama. So again this differs. So he says, that is why I said, anavachinna you can understand or avachinna you can understand. Tatra ahimsa, jati avachinna. So, jati, desha, kala, samayan, avachinnaha. If you say, then ahimsa, limited to the jati. That is, matsya bandasya, matsyeshu eva na anyatra himsa. This person, who is a fisherman, he says, I will only hurt the fish, not any other living being. He has to hunt fish for living. So, he says, he decides, I will kill only the fish, not any other living being. That is limited to the species. Saiva desha avachinnaha naktirthe hanishyami iti. And there also this fisherman decides, I will not kill fish also in a tirtha, in a sacred place. That is separating it according to the space. And then saiva kala avachinnaha na chaturdashyam na punya hani hanishyami. And that also, when he fixes the time, I will not, in this time period, I will not kill fish in any place. Which is, I will not kill in the chaturdashi, in the 14th day, lunar calendar. And, or amavasya, punya hani, or in punya hani, in a very sacred day, I will not kill. That is limiting the himsa to a period. The other period he will do that. So it is limiting of yama. And saiva trivihi uparatasya samayavachinnaha deva brahmanarthe nanyatha hanishyami. And that itself ജാതി ദേശ കാല ദീസ് ആർ ജാതി ഓൺലി ദിസ് സ്പീഷീസ് ദേശ ഓൺലി ഡ്യൂ ഇൻ ദിസ് പ്ലേസ് കാല ഓൺലി ഇൻ ദിസ് ടൈം ആൻഡ് ദെൻ സമയ സമയ വാട്ട് ഇസ് സമയ ഓൺലി ഫോർ ദേവാസ് ആൻഡ് ബ്രാഹ്മണാസ് ഐ വിൽ കിൽ നോട്ട് ഫോർ എനി അതർ റീസൺ ദിസ് ഫിഷ് നോ ഫിഷ് normally in Bengal they eat fish, in other places they don't, brahmanas do these, but still if you are, if see there were nine mars the Shaiva saints who used to offer fish etc to Lord, so only for them the devatas and brahmins I will do killing, I will, to protect them I will do the killing, not for anything else, not for any other reason, that is samaya vachana, religious duty. You are for, samaya means religion. So, you are following it as a religious duty. Only to protect these people, I will do this. Yathacha kshatriyanam yuddhayeva himsa nanyatreti. Like, for the kshatriyas, yuddha, only in the yuddha, he can do the himsa. Not in any other place. Since he is a kshatriya, he cannot go and fight in, on the road. He should be only on a war place. So, that is not considered to be himsa. When he is doing war, when he is in war and he is killing people, that is not supposed to be considered as himsa because that is his dharma, swadharma. He has to practice his swadharma. It is his dharma. He has to practice that. Therefore, yebihi jati desha ka samaya kalai ka kala samayaihi anachinnaha അഹിംസാദയഃ സർവഥാ ഏവ പരിപാലനീയാഃ. സോ പീപ്പിൾ ഹു പ്രാക്ടീസ് യോഗ ദേ ഹാവ് ടു പ്രാക്ടീസ് ദീസ് ജാതി ദേശ കാല സമയ അനവച്ഛിന്നഃ. ദേ ഹാവ് ടു പ്രാക്ടീസ് നൗ ഫ്രം ദിസ് അവച്ഛിന്ന ഫ്രം ലിമിറ്റഡ് ഐ എം ടേക്കിംഗ് ഇറ്റ് എസ് അനവച്ഛിന്ന അൺലിമിറ്റഡ്. The person who wants to practice yogi, he should not limit himself to any of these stages. Who wants to gain samadhi, he should not limit himself to any of these situations. That kind of ahimsa etc., when he practices without limiting it to any situation, sarvathaiva at all periods, at all points, at all places, paripalaniya, he has to practice. Sarvabhumishu, and in all bhumi, all bhumi is in all states of meditation, not just that sarva vishayeshu, in all the objects he has to practice that sarvatha eva avidita vyabhicharaha sarvabhoumaha mahavratam vidya iti uchyate. That when he practices without any losing the grip, without any contradiction, without any trouble, that is called as a meaning. He says avyabhicharaha അഭ്യവിചാരാ സർവതാ ഏവ അവിദിത വ്യഭിചാരാഹ സാർവഭൗമാഹ. ഹിയർ അവിദിത വ്യഭിചാരാഹ മീൻസ് വിതൗട്ട് സ്ലിപ്പിംഗ് ഫ്രം ദാറ്റ്. വെൻ വൺ പ്രാക്ടീസസ് ദിസ് വിതൗട്ട് സ്ലിപ്പിംഗ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് കെയർലെസ്നെസ് ദെൻ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് കോൾഡ് അസ് മഹാവ്രതം. ദാറ്റ് വ്രത ഇസ് കോൾഡ്, ദാറ്റ് പെനൻസ് ഇസ് കോൾഡ് മഹാവ്രതം, ഗ്രേറ്റ് പെനൻസ്. We'll see this. Om Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.